Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series looking at topics in spirituality using the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti as our starting point. I'm your host, Dada Veda Pragyananda, or many people call me Dada Veda. Whichever one you like is fine with me. So today, the topic is basic tips for meditation. I say basic because my last video was on the subject, three tips for deep meditation. And that was really an advanced lesson. So this is the lesson which comes first. You should go to this one first and then go back to that one if you haven't seen that one already. But these are the basic things that you need if you're going to have success in meditation. Now, I've narrowed it down to, I have seven. You can give much more. I've seen lists of, you know, many more tips, but I want to give you seven, which I think are really foundational and important. The first one is prepare your body for meditation. So the body should be clean and cool, and an empty stomach. These are basic things. So a good thing to do, like, is in the morning, you wake up, take a shower, take a bath, clean yourself really nice, put on some clean clothes, good clothes, and then sit for meditation on an empty stomach. Because if you've eaten a full meal, then your attention is not going to go up. Your attention will go down. So we don't want that. We want the attention to go up. So empty stomach, clean, cool, good environment. You know, it's preparing the body and in the physical surroundings. So it's better not to meditate on the bed where you were sleeping, but go to a good corner and meditate, you know, a peaceful place to meditate. I'll do more on that in the future, but right now preparing the body is important. And there's more steps to preparing the body, which I'll also do in the future. But right now I want to just stick with that. Just make empty stomach, clean and cool, good environment around you. We'll keep it at that. And then second tip is prepare your mind for meditation. So what I mean here is that, you know, we do many things during the day. We're active and doing this and talking and everything, so many things going on. But when your time for meditation comes, you have to dedicate that time. You have to think, this is my time for meditation. So you don't answer the doorbell, you don't answer the phone. You tell people, do not disturb, this is your time for meditation. And eventually, this is also a difficult thing because you live in a society, the other people will respect you and they will realize, yeah, this is your time for meditation. So prepare your mind, say, now in this period, I'm not going to do all these other things which I do all day long, but I'm only going to work on this meditation process. That's the second. We had to prepare the body, we had to prepare the mind. Basically, this is basic preparation. There's more to it. But the basic thing is prepare the body and prepare the mind. Dedicate your time for meditation. Third tip is sing before you meditate. There was a great Indian Nobel laureate, poet and writer, and great also spiritual seeker. His name is Rabindranath Tagore. He once said something very interesting. He said, God respects me when I work, but he loves me when I sing. So that's why in many spiritual traditions, most I would say, the music plays a part. So you don't have to be a opera singer or a concert singer or a rock star. Your voice is a good voice. All voices are good. But sing something. Sing something uplifting, like a mantra or something. In the future, we can also talk about that. But sing. Sing before you meditate. Sing. And then you have to sit. So the fourth preparation is you have to sit. So you have to sit the back, you keep your back as straight as possible. That's very important. So there are certain positions for that. You can do an easy position, a half lotus, full lotus, siddhasana. There are certain yoga postures for that. But actually also, speaking about sitting, it's best if you can do a sitting position on the floor. You can sit on a chair, but the thing is that then your back is pressing against the chair. So you're thinking, oh, the chair is on the back of me. So when you're sitting on the floor in a nice position, you can think that, no, there's nothing around me. I'm just here. But when you're sitting against the floor, against a chair or the wall or something, you're conscious of that other existence around you. So if you can learn how to sit on the floor, but the main thing about sitting, if you can't do that, because I know sometimes people are restricted, you have to sit in a chair, no problem. But the important thing, though, is keep your back straight. So do that. So sit in a nice position, and you will find your positions eventually. But in the beginning, just have to sit. And then, the fifth tip is follow the instructions exactly. So you've been taught a process of meditation. Now, I'm being broad here, because you could apply many different, there are many different kinds of meditation, and even the meditation in our Ananda Marga practice, it's varied, the different lessons. But whatever lesson you have, whatever practice you have, whatever path you're following, you should follow the instructions, what your instructor told you to do. Do that exactly. And why I say that is because many times we go into meditation and we think, oh, and we're going to the end before we go to the beginning. So that, what is the end? The end is this beautiful place, because that meditation should eventually, it will bring you to a very peaceful, beautiful place. But you can't close your eyes and immediately go to that peaceful place. You have to follow the steps which will take you there. So follow those instructions, whatever they are. If you've got them, then go back to your teacher and get them renewed. Find out what he's supposed to do. And do those things exactly. And if you follow that exactly, then you're on the way. And that brings me to the next point. You have to be regular in your practice. You have to be, this is the sixth step. You have to be regular. So regular means that you have to carve out time that you, this is my, just like I said before, you have to dedicate this time, this is my moment for meditation, but then you have to schedule it. You have to schedule it in your daily calendar. This is part of my daily routine. Now, we all have routines, everybody. Our routine, we wake up, then some people, you know, it depends, of course, on your standard of hygiene and everything, but most people will brush your teeth. We have that. Nobody misses the meal. Everyone, that's part of your routine. Yeah, I'm going to eat, and whether it be in the morning or the midday or the evening. People have routines for it. And then we say, yes, I'm going to go to sleep. So now we have to make a routine for meditation. I suggest, I'm telling, this is my suggestion. It depends on your possibility. But the best thing is to meditate in the morning before you have eaten. And after you've cleaned yourself, your body is ready for meditation. So get your body ready for meditation. Then do your meditation, and then do it every day at that time, if possible. And then, for the real success, schedule a second time. And the second time can be, an ideal time is in the evening, before the evening meal. It's an ideal time, because once again, the body is better prepared than it would have been if you go for your full dinner and then you try to meditate. You can't do it. So in the morning and the evening, if you can do it. Actually, there are times which are easier to meditate. when the sun is rising and the sun is setting. These are kind of natural times. If you've ever been on a road trip, you're driving down the road, if you ever go into the twilight, you'll notice how peaceful it is. It's almost as if the earth is meditating. And in the morning too, when you wake up, it's also a peaceful time. So if you can take advantage of those kind of cosmic times, that's good. But if not, carve out the time according to your schedule. But in the morning on an empty stomach, in the evening on an empty stomach, you make the time. And now here comes the challenging part. It's not difficult, but it's a little bit challenging. You become regular. This is as regular as you're eating and you're sleeping. You do that regularly. Everybody eats pretty much regularly. They sleep. You make this meditation regular like that. You say, this is my time and this is what I'm going to do. So this is the sixth part. So the five are prepare the body, prepare the mind, sing before you meditate, sit in a nice position with the back straight, follow your instructions exactly, and then be regular. And then the last point, the seventh tip that I can give today is be patient. Be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your spiritual practice, your spiritual success can't be accomplished in 20 minutes or 30 minutes today or next week. It's going to take time. So be patient and don't expect immediate results. This is also an important point. So when I remember as a beginner, when I began meditation, I was thinking, well, am I really doing it properly? Many thoughts are in my mind and I'm still disturbed. And am I really doing it? Will it be okay? Just be patient, just do it. And it will be good. It will be okay. And, many times actually, you may not notice the changes. First, other people may notice. They'll say, oh, what are you doing? They will notice your peaceful nature. You'll become peaceful. You may not, because when you're up against growth, you don't know. When you were a little child, you didn't know that you grew 1 inch. Then you're somebody who hasn't seen you for a while says, oh, you grew, yeah. So the same with meditation. You will grow internally, but you that may not be the first one to witness or to mark that growth. So be patient. So if you can do this, prepare your body, prepare your mind, sing, sit properly, follow the instructions, be regular, and be patient, then you can make great progress. No matter what lesson in meditation you have, even no matter what practice you're following, actually, these things apply to all. So try that out and let me know. And if you have any other tips, put them in the comments section. If you're watching on YouTube, put them in the comments section and share your tips with us. That would be great too. Things which have helped you to succeed in meditation. And speaking about sharing your tips and ideas, if you want to do something which is helpful for you and for the world, help other people to move on the spiritual path. And one of the ways you can do it right here is you can, if you like what you're listening to and seeing, then you can check the like, thumbs up button. And if you leave a comment, that's also helpful. And if you share the message with others, share the video, share the podcast with others, that also helps to spread it around. So these things are also part of, it's another part of meditation too, is to spread the good stuff around, spread the joy around to others too. So that's all I want to say today. And I'll come back with something more in the future. And if you haven't seen the one on the three tips for deep meditation, you can look at that. But first, get with these are the seven basic ones. These are the seven basic tips for good meditation. So, and also remember, you can find this Anandamarga Dharma cast on YouTube, or you can get it on the audio platforms wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Anandamarga Dharma cast, and you'll be able to listen to it whenever you like. So that's all for now. I conclude with Namaskar. It means I salute you with my mind and all cordiality of my heart. So till the next time, Namaskar and be well.